So what are you searching for? Well, chances are, if you use Google, you've probably typed the terms iPhone or Facebook into the search box this year. You may have even searched for answers to age-old questions like, who is God and what is love? In moments of guilty pleasure, maybe you looked for just the right celebrity gossip site. And if you believe the Technorati, this is all part of the flavor of 2007. We're talking about the Google zeitgeist, the tracking of searches by subject over time. The people at Google have released what they call the year-end zeitgeist, and Marissa Mayer of Google joins me to explain this. Hi there.
Hello.
So what are the most searched for phrases or words for 2007?
The list of things that is searched for most are things like weather, stocks, music. They don't change a lot. So with the zeitgeist, what we like to release is the fastest gainers because it does give you a spirit of the times, which is what zeitgeist means.
One of the things that's most interesting to me is the newsmakers. And the top zeitgeist graph you have is for most searched for candidates. It looks to me like the biggest line here is the yellow one, and that is Ron Paul, the Republican maverick.
That's right. In fact, Ron Paul was the most searched for candidate in 2007. He hasn't been as covered as, say, the Democratic primaries and some of the other candidates. And a lot of times on a search engine, people will search for what they're curious about and what they don't know a lot about already.
Interesting. What about TV? There's this one huge question, who is Kepler? And, you know, everybody that I asked around here at NPR anyway, who is Kepler, they'd say, oh, he was an astronomer who blah, blah. We say, no. But it's actually a character from the CBS show CSI, as one of their producers, Naren Shankar, tells us.
Kepler was a new CSI played by Liev Schreiber. He's a criminalist with a mysterious past. He ends up coming face to face with a lot of demons, and it ends very tragically for him.
So Kepler must have been pretty popular this year, Marissa.
Yes, I think that CSI, I mean, it's one of the most popular shows. So it's not unusual that we see things where people will see something on television and then go to their computer and type it in.
What does it say about us, the things that we're searched for most?
I think especially on the U.S. fastest rising list, there's three key themes. And I think one of them is that people like to search for new innovations, things that were invented that year. And the iPhone is a great example of that. The other two trends on the list are basically celebrities and social networks. So in the form of celebrities, we see things like TMZ, the new celebrity gossip blog that launched this year. Transformers was the most searched for movie and also one of the fastest risers. Heroes, the television show, and Anna Nicole Smith. And that's, I think, all part of the interest in celebrity culture. And then there's the overall social networking trend, where on the top 10 in the United States, we see YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, Club Penguin, which is social networking for children. There's a lot. You know, we saw MySpace, we saw Facebook on the 2006 fastest rising queries, and we thought that was it. And they're here again this year. So they're really growing to large query volumes.
Why do you do this?
Well, I do think that there is, when you look at these lists in aggregate, they do say something about the times that we live in and what our interests are. They say a lot about social networking. They say a lot about the presidential campaign. And they also say a lot about what doesn't change for people. There is something both entertaining, reassuring, and insightful in the list where you can see what some of these persistent questions over time are and then also what was really hot this past year.
Marissa Mayer of Google, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.